Today is Thursday, May 16th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Coquille Saint Jacques Day, or Coquille. It's French. I'm not really sure how to pronounce it. So we'll go from there. But I did look up to see what it is because the photo looked kind of interesting. Because it looked like a shell within a bunch of different stuff in it, like a mushroom and a scallop and some bacon and some rice, which was kind of weird. I'm like, what is all this in this shell? But when I asked ChatGPT, it told me it's a classic French dish typically served as an appetizer. The name translates to shells of St. James, referring to the scallops, which are the main ingredient. And it has scallops, mushrooms, shallots, butter, white wine, cream, cheese, breadcrumbs, parsley, seasonings. And you saute the scallops, mushrooms, and shallots in butter. You make a creamy white wine sauce with a roux with butter and flour mixture and then combined with sauteed ingredients. You spoon them all into a scallop shell, or you can use a gratin dish, and then you top them with a mixture of cheese and breadcrumbs, and then you gratinate them. How's that for a word? You gratiné, I think is the way you would say it. The assembled dish is broiled or baked until the topping is golden and crispy. The result is a luxurious and flavorful dish with a creamy texture, a hint of wine, and a satisfying crunch. So there you go. They don't mention anything about bacon or rice, but this photo that I've got definitely has bacon and rice. It's also, just moving right along, National Classic Movie Day. Oh no, if they're black and white, Daniel won't want to watch them. It's National Mimosa Day. It's also National Barbecue Day. And it's National Piercing Day. So if you have a loved one with a piercing, you should honor them. If you have a boyfriend with a piercing in his weenie, you can do whatever you want to do with that, okay? Just honor the piercing, is what I'm saying. It's also Honor Our LGBT Elders Day, so Big Fatty and Auntie Scott, I honor you both. There you go. There are other ones, but those are all we're going to read. So I am getting ready to go to an orchestra rehearsal shortly. Also, the episode did post today. Wednesday's episode did post. I'm getting confused because, as you guys know, I record in advance and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the Wednesday episode did post on schedule. I did a couple of little things on the website yesterday because I Googled how to fix a WordPress problem when it's not scheduled posts are not happening. One of the things said, oh, you can try a caching program, maybe if the cache is full. But I didn't really quite understand that one because if you didn't have a caching plugin before, and for those of you who don't, I don't really need to go into too much detail, but caching is a way of storing. I'll just ask ChatGPT because I'm just telling you about it is going to be. But a cache is basically, oh my gosh, this is a long answer. It's a way of improving the speed and efficiency of data retrieval by temporarily storing copies of the data in a cache. But it said, oh, you should install a cache plugin and then clear the cache. And I'm like, but if you didn't have a cache plugin before, then you wouldn't have had a cache before. So it didn't make sense to me. But I did it, and it did post this morning. Now, I don't know. It could be a coincidence. But for the past, I don't know, 4 or 5 episodes, the scheduled posting has not been working. Look, I'll take it. If it works, it works. But that's all I did. I went in and did some updates, you know, because Daniel told me. So we use WordPress. I use WordPress for all of my website needs. It is what you call a content management system. And you get templates, and you can buy, or there are free templates out there as well for the actual design of the web page. And then you can go in and edit them. And there are plugins that will do just about anything you want to do. There are plugins that will find images on open source image sites like Unsplash and Pixels, I think is the name of one, or Pexels, can't remember. Pixabay or whatever. But you can, if you're looking for media, you can just, now that there's AI that generated images, you can, there are plugins where you can generate images inside of your WordPress. And then, anyway, all of that. There are plugins for everything. But for whatever reason, so it just said, oh, try downloading and installing a caching plugin and then clear the cache. So that's what I did. So I'm sitting here. We do have orchestra rehearsal tonight. And so that is all fine and good. I'm recording work. I did work. Oh, one thing. I don't think I mentioned this on the episode yesterday. So the Spit Valve Factory made, on Monday, we were in my staff meeting. We were told, hey, want to let you guys know there's going to be an announcement tomorrow. And the announcement is that we are closing some of our offices. And we're sticking with our main offices for the Spit Valve Factory. So we have 3 or 4 different main offices, including where I live. It is the headquarters, but I'm like, there are other locations that are considered main offices as well, or whatever you want to call them. But we have other satellite offices that are smaller and they're maintained. We did it at one point in various tech hubs around the US and abroad, even, because we had one in Toronto, Canada. But anyway, you know, to try to attract more workforce, I believe, you know, that may live closer to those areas and not want to move to Bentonville, Arkansas. And they made an announcement that they're closing a bunch of those remote satellite offices. And they're not letting the folks that were working there go remote, because the Spit Valve Factory has decided that there's better synergy when you're all in the office together. I knew this was coming, right? So anyway, it is going to impact some of my teammates. One of my team members, product manager, was given like an exception, and he is going to be able to work remotely. But one of my best engineers, I mean, maybe even my very best engineer, works out of one of these satellite offices that's being closed. And so I'm afraid I'm going to lose one of my best engineers. Not afraid is probably not the right word to use, but I'm concerned that I'm going to lose one of my best engineers. So that's a bummer. You know, that's a bummer. But the other thing that's a bummer about it is, along with that announcement, they said, we want to bring everyone into the office more often. They kind of said, we will still have the ability to work from home or to work remotely, but the standard will be that a majority of the time you should be in the office and, you know, have flexibility to. So bottom line is, they're working towards getting us in the office. I bet they get us back to 5 days a week. Which sucks, because I mean, I'm going to do it. Look, I will do whatever they want me to do. If they want me to drive into the office, I would prefer to have an assigned desk if I'm going to be in the office 5 days a week. But because right now we just do hoteling, so you first come, first serve sort of situation. And it works okay, because I get in early enough and no one, you know, we kind of know who sits where. You kind of learn where people sit. So, I mean, it's okay. But if it goes to 5 days a week, they need to put our teams together in assigned seats so that we're sitting next to people we work with all the time and like all this kind of stuff. I don't know. It'll be months before this takes effect because they haven't even, you know, the first step is to close these satellite offices, pull those people in. So the people have the ability to either take severance package or, so basically get fired, or move to one of our main locations. So they have to work through that process. And then once they get that done, then they'll say, okay, now we're coming back. Right now we do 2 days a week. Now they'll be like, okay, now we're going to 3 days a week. And who knows? They may big bang it and say, nope, 5 days a week starting next week. But they've been doing kind of a slow roll for this. So I would imagine it'll be 3 or 4 days and then they'll go to, you know, who knows. But I will be back in the office full time, I imagine, before the end of this year. Oh, well. It was great while it lasted, being able to be at home. I think I get more work done at home than I do in the office. Because I do a lot of getting up from my desk and going elsewhere when I'm in the office. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.